The following program is sponsored by Cleveland Right to Life and is responsible for its content.
Welcome to From the Median, a daily report from the front line of the pro-life movement, discussing two worldviews that are driving our culture in opposite directions. From the Median asks, which side of the road are you on? What direction do you want our culture to go? Tune in as we plan the route that takes us back to the culture of life. And now your host, Molly Smith.
Good evening and welcome to From the Median, where we are concerned with the middle ground, not just to understand both sides of an argument, but also to awaken the consciences of those who are neutral or indifferent to this, the greatest civil rights movement of all times, the pro-life movement. Listeners, thank you for joining us. I have a brand new guest joining me right now, and I am very thrilled to introduce you to him and to his product. I cannot tell you how excited I am to find somebody who is doing this for us because, firstly, number one, let me just tell you who he is. His name is Anton Kresik. He is the founder of an amazing company, which is called 7 Weeks Coffee. Before I go any further, I want to just say welcome, Anton. It's so great to have you with us. I've been looking at your stuff going on for around us for a while and you things that you send out, and I thought, I've got to get you on the show to talk us about it. So wonderful to have you here and find the time for us to be together to talk.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. Excited to share more.
Anton, you know, sort of very, very interesting beginning. Before we get into the actual organization and your company and all the rest of it, you started off actually wanting to go into politics. How did we get from politics to coffee? Wow, that was it's quite a change here. You know, it's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I still think we're politically involved in a sense because we're advocating for, pro-life, worldview through 7 Weeks Coffee. But yeah, so my whole story is I'm from Cleveland, Ohio originally, moved to the DC area around 4 years ago to get involved in politics and the political process. Always just cared about trying to promote godly values in government. I worked in fundraising for a little bit, which was a great experience, but it didn't leave me necessarily super satisfied as there's a lot of, just disingenuousness on both sides of the aisle, I would say. Mm-hmm. But I've always cared so much about the issues. And one of the issues I cared most about was the pro-life issue. I got to visit a pregnancy center years ago. I was just so moved by what they do. They're literally saving lives in communities across America. And 2 years ago, God put it on my heart to start a pro-life coffee company called 7 Weeks Coffee. So still think we're involved in the political process a little bit because we really care about and promoting, pro-life legislation and worldviews across the country. But we're here to be a resource to help fund the pro-life movement through coffee.
In 2 years, you're only 2 years old, and so far you've raised over $250,000. Mm-hmm. And you are supporting 750 pregnancy centers. That has to be a record. I don't know any other organization that's been able to do that. Wow.
Well, it's just been a blessing and totally something we didn't expect. Just consumers all over America just started drinking our coffee because we have this very transparent donation model. With every purchase, we donate 10% of every sale. That could be upwards of 50% of our profits. So it's a huge donation from us, but it allows us to really be transparent and allows each consumer to truly make a difference. They know when they place an order on our website, they are directly helping fund a local pregnancy center. But when we got started, we didn't know what it would turn into. We just had the idea of let's sell some coffee this month and donate to our local center. So we sold $8,000 our first month and dropped off our check for $800. And I was like, wow, this is the coolest thing. We were able to directly give back because people bought our coffee. And little by little, that continued to grow and then snowball into what we are now, which you're right. We've been able to raise over $250,000 supporting over 750 centers across the nation. So just beyond our wildest dreams, I would not imagine this is where it'd be in just two short years.
My goodness, unbelievable. You talk about the fact that whilst you were in DC I read a little bit about the things that you're doing, mm-hmm. And how there is, I don't know, and I just, it resonated with me because I thought, yes, the godly principles, and this is what you say on your website, godly principles are lacking on both sides of the aisle. And many organizations put profits before people. Now, that is I mean, I've dealt with government and with legislators all my life in the pro-life movement because of the work that we do as a part of Cleveland Right to Life. And you are so incredibly right. And unfortunately, Anton, it seems to be getting worse, not better in many instances. So it is so good to see somebody like you taking your skills and using it towards this. We have just put out, very recently, we did an interview with American Life League, Hugh Brown, the vice president, talking about so many of the charities that we are supporting that actually support abortion and homosexuality and all these things that we know are not, you know, that are totally opposite to who we are as Christians, as Catholics. So it was very, very, it's very interesting to see someone of your age step out and say, okay, this is enough. I'm going to do something good. Did you get a lot of pushback when you started this?
You know what? We've always gotten comments here and there, but the overwhelming support has been super positive from consumers and just pro-life Americans. What really resonated with me is just how many people are desperate to find opportunities to buy from companies that align with their values. It's such a rare thing now. It's like every time we go to the store, you go to Starbucks, you go to any other like mainstream coffee shop or mainstream, you know, business, they're actively, you know, supporting, you know, things we don't believe in as Christians. You know, Starbucks, for example, would pay for their employees to travel across state lines to get an abortion, like very big things that they publicly display that many Americans do not resonate with or oppose. And so the overwhelming support has been exceptionally positive because people are like, yes, there's an option out here now where I can drink a cup of coffee, support something I believe in and do good. And so, yeah, I think that it's been really cool to see and just realize the need for just other businesses alike to, you know, to do the same thing. You don't need to be elected to make a difference. You know, from drinking coffee for us, for selling coffee, we all can make a difference in our little areas of influence. So yeah, it's been great to see the overwhelming support and we think we're just getting started. There's millions of pro-life Americans to reach still.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can be sure we'll be pushing it on our, you know, on all the organizations we do. In fact, very soon we have a big, huge convention coming up in March. You need to start pushing it there. We make sure we get it out there at that place as well. We'll send you information.
Awesome.
Yeah, exactly. We have people coming in from all over the country. I think about anything between 12 to 20 states will participate, and everybody from all over Ohio comes in. So it, you know, very, very
strong. How wonderful.
Yeah, it's great. But give me a little bit of background. Why? Very unusual name, 7 weeks coffee. 7 weeks coffee. What on earth is that about?
Yeah. So it's funny when I had the idea for a pro-life coffee company. So I've always been like passionate about business entrepreneurship. I was like, yeah, that'd be a great idea to have a pro-life coffee company or give back to pregnancy care centers, but I didn't know the name. So I remember calling my wife who was at work. She's a nurse. It was funny. It was 2 weeks after we got married. I was like, hey, I want to start a pro-life coffee company. What do you think? And I think, first of all, she was taken aback, but she was totally on board after she kind of heard me out a little bit and she helped me come up with the name. So she's like, oh, when is a baby the size of a coffee bean? So I look it up. At 7 weeks, a baby is the size of a coffee bean. And at the same time, a heartbeat is detected on ultrasound. And so I was like, wow, that's the perfect name, 7 weeks coffee, because we donate back to pregnancy care centers who provide ultrasound services. It's one of the main things they provide. So that's how we came up with the name 7 weeks coffee.
Wow. That's so beautiful. That's such a, I mean, you can't, if you're making your coffee, you can't not think about the fact this is 7 weeks coffee. This is the same.
Yeah.
It just all ties it all together. It's so beautiful. You know, just recently my husband and I were talking about the pregnancy centers and he said, you know, I've just been thinking about this. The pregnancy centers are the underground railroad, what it used to be, you know, with this, when we were fighting against slavery. He said, if you think about it, they are the ones that go, that do that background stuff that, you know, just so oftentimes so low key, so, you know, sort of down there and getting their hands dirty and, you know, helping these women who are in such dire need and fathers, oftentimes mothers and fathers, get through what they need to get through. And, you know, I'm hoping every single pregnancy center offers 7 weeks coffee in their pregnancy centers, because this would be absolutely wonderful. Tell us a little bit about how, what is your coffee? You know, how do you produce it? Where you get it from? You know, is it something that's organic? Just give us all that background on that.
Yeah, absolutely. So when I wanted to do this, I wanted to make sure we source some of the best coffee from around the world, because it's not good enough to just have a good mission. We have to have a great product to match that. So luckily we partner with some of the best roasting providers in the world and sourcing providers in the world. We have coffee from all over, from Ethiopia to Honduras, Brazil, Haiti, Dominican Republic, just some amazing coffees. So the coolest thing about it though is it's all sourced through direct trade, which means we don't have any middleman. Our importer and roaster directly knows all the farmers at a local level. We pay them directly. So we're able to, pay legitimate wages to farmers. There's a lot of corruption in the coffee industry where farmers are often paid pennies on the dollar for their crop. So we circumnavigate that. It's a step above fair trade. We actually pay three times what fair trade requires. So we have a great sourcing practice, and which also leads to just an amazing quality cup. So it's top 1-2% of beans in the entire world. All the farmers, they use organic practices. So it's kind of like going to your local farmers market. We don't have necessarily certifications because those are costly, but we know the farmers directly. We have full transparency over the entire crop and the sourcing practices. So it's super clean product, organically farmed, pesticide free, things like that. So it's just it's an all around amazing product, quality wise and also ethically wise. So we like to say it's, very much pro abundant life. We're helping farmers and we're helping, the moms at the pregnancy center. So it's a good product that people can enjoy on their own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that sort of struck me about the whole thing is, to be quite honest with you, people are almost addicted to, well, they are. I'll be my first one to put my hand up. I'm addicted to coffee. I love my coffee. I absolutely love my coffee. If I don't have my coffee in the morning, I get a headache. So I need my coffee. But, you've got something now that once people get, and it's interesting because people do tend to get very, loyal to their particular coffee bean. So I'm expecting that you're going to see nothing but success going forward. More and more people know about this, and folks, you just remember the name 7 Weeks Coffee. Just go to their website and I will put this also up on our website so that you've got it and you know.
Oh, thank you.
So we will have that 7weekscoffee.com, 7weekscoffee.com. You can order right there through that. And Anton, I'm sure will be thrilled to see you coming to his website and getting the product, because this is going to make a huge difference, I think, to so many pregnancies centers, especially now as we're being threatened, Anton. I mean,
yes,
as you've said, you're in a little bit involved in the political part of this, but we are being threatened that the pregnancy centers are going to lose funding.
Yeah, their center's right. I mean, it's very sad to see, like your husband was saying, he's totally spot on. They are the underground railroad of the pro-life movement. I like to say they're the hands and feet of the pro-life movement. They're the ones totally on the front lines, meeting with, counseling with, and helping women who are in need and providing tangible resources to support them through an unplanned pregnancy. And what do we see often is that they're getting attacked. They're getting cut funding. Pennsylvania, their governor terribly took away funding from a major pregnancy network over there called Real Alternatives. So it's just terrible to see that, these organizations are losing money, but they are providing such a true life-saving service to people all over the country. So that's why we want to support them, support them like never before. So, I mean, we always encourage people to get involved with your local pregnancy center, get to know who they are, see if you can support them, either your time, financially. But with us, it's, you can support them by drinking a simple cup of coffee. So yeah, we want to continue to fund them because they need our support more than ever in a post-Roe America, because it's really coming down to different states that they don't have support because of their certain policies or legislation. So the best way we can support them is to help fund the local levels and the grassroots levels of the pro-life movement.
How big is your organization, staff-wise?
Yeah, so we're a small team of a handful of people that work for 7 Weeks Coffee. We partner with a coffee roaster who does our product and fulfillment, which is great. But we're a growing small business, I like to say. So we're we're growing. We're 2 years old, but we're not, a major corporation or anything yet. It's still a family run operation, but we have a great team of a few employees, which has been great that we're able to stay this way. So we can really continue to keep our focus on supporting, centers all over the country. So a lot of the events, we do is with my wife and I, we travel, we go to all the pregnancy care center conferences. We meet with them personally and really just try to, meet as many people as we can to share what we're
Absolutely.
Doing.
Absolutely. Well, you definitely need to come to our Bringing America Back to Life. We have a lot of pregnancy centers from around Ohio that, come in. I see on your list and folks, go to the website and just do a little bit of browsing there. You'll see the amazing groups that they are supporting that 7 Weeks Coffee is supporting. I'll see there Cleveland Pregnancy Center, ICU Cuyahoga County. As I was going through this and clicking on these different ones, I see Pro-Life Doc is there. Pro-Life Doc, Dr. Bill Lyle will be one of mm-hmm. our keynote speakers, actually.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Yes, he is. I've met him a few times. Yeah. So I love hearing him speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And Cornerstone Pregnancy Services, which is also here in Cleveland. It's just amazing. All of these different pregnancy centers that we can, that we can support by doing what we're doing right now. It's just, having a cup of coffee together. You can make sure that you get their coffee to do this. What should we be doing more of? And I'm sort of maybe putting you a bit on the spots, but as an entrepreneur using your skills, when you go out into the big wide world and you're, pushing this, are there things that you see that, each of us can do more of in order to be able to really support God's word? I mean, you talk a little bit about Billy Graham, mm-hmm. So give us that story and sort of walk us through how did you get to where you are?
Yeah, I guess I'll tie that in. So the famous quote from Billy Graham is they believe the next move of God would be believers in the marketplace. So this idea of faith-driven entrepreneurship that, you don't have to be in church to talk about your faith. You don't have to, work in a, nonprofit ministry to be saying you're working in, a Christian faith, something like that. So for us, it's we can be a for-profit company that advances a biblical worldview. And that's how I see it. And I think that's be a great thing that we all can, take away is that no matter what area we're working in, we can advance a biblical worldview, whether that's talking to a coworker, whether that's, sharing something encouraging or something, just a biblical worldview, having a conversation, being bold in that endeavor. So I think that's really important and something we all can do more of is just taking that pro-life or Christian worldview and sharing it in a lot of different areas. It'd be great to see, more businesses just, be a for-profit company where they employ people, where they are a growing business, but have a foundational biblical worldview. I think that's a good thing. I always said I'd wish the CEO of Amazon was a strong Bible-believing Christian. That'd be a great thing. I think those are things that, it would have a more positive impact in the world. We don't have to just keep our faith inside our church, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, more and more what we've discovered as we have gone into this very divisive environment that we're living in right now, that what you just described has it's too bad, but we all do as Christians. We do this. We tend to keep our faith for Sunday mornings, or Sunday whatever time of mm-hmm. day you go to Mass, even or to church. Even we, the practicing Christians, tend not to talk about who we are and what we're doing. I think it's so important that we do what you've done. What gave you the courage to do this? I mean, this had to have been huge. Yeah, you've just got married and 2 weeks later you're starting. Oh my goodness gracious me.
I don't know. It definitely was God because there's no way as I came up with this on my own. It was totally like a light bulb moment where I was like, yes, I want to start a pro-life coffee company and totally felt God's calling on it. And that was 2 years ago. And we haven't stopped since, but it's been so much fun to do with my wife, to travel with my wife, to kind of just embrace this as a family now is what God has put in front of us. And, just taking the next step, it's funny, looking back, where we are now, how our business runs and how we support centers, none of that was, None of that was something I planned out, nor was it something I foresaw. And so you kind of just take the next step, what's in front of you. And I think that's a great way to live life, is that we don't know the future. We don't know exactly, you know, what's going to happen, and not necessarily we can plan for everything, but we can know the direction we want to head in, and just take the next step in that direction. I truly believe God leads us and he figures out the plans. We just got to head in the right direction. So, that's kind of what, you know, we've been doing and want to keep doing, just keep heading in that right direction.
Absolutely. You're so right. I mean, we every morning get up and say, what's your plan for me today? I mean, that's,
yeah.
And when we don't do that, I know from experience myself, when I try to get, you know, too far ahead of what I know God wants us to do or wants me to do, things don't go so well. Well, they tend to go, here's what I found with certainly in my life. It goes really well for a while and then it goes, and the wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's so true.
Yeah, you know, you end up by moving forward and then moving backwards again. So we do have to stay focused on you know, what is important, what is it that God wants you. And don't be discouraged, I think. And I'm sure you've had your times and as you've been growing this company when you've gone, oh my goodness, what have I done? You know, this is not all going exactly the way I thought it was going to go. And it's at those moments, I think that we're very, you know, we're called upon to again, double down and look to God. Because
yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been, you kind of realize how many things are out of your control just in starting a business, but just in life. Like, there's a lot of things you think they're in control, but they're really not, and you can't predict everything. And, it's totally just leaving things into God's hands and just praying that. I think that simple prayer of like, Lord, just protect me, guide me, protect this business. And I pray that all the time because, you know, it's not like I have every decision, you know, planned out ahead of time. It's not that I know everything or the right answer ahead of time. It's just praying that God protects it as we go, and just keeping it that simple is, I think, the key.
I am talking to Anton Kresik, and he is the owner of 7 Weeks Coffee. It is called 7 Weeks Coffee because the coffee bean is the same size as a 7-week unborn child in the womb. Wow. It's when the heart starts beating. It's when everything starts to really come to it. So 7 Weeks Coffee, when you say that, think about it, that you are supporting the whole pro-life movement, the pregnancy centers who do all that sort of grassroots stardom there, non-glamorous work. They are the ones that are out there helping women to get through their pregnancies and when there are unintended pregnancies, unexpected. They're always intended, but unexpected pregnancies. And Anton and his company gives back 10% of all their profits of anything that you buy from them. 10% of that will go to a pregnancy center. And Anton, one last question for you. Do you normally try to give to the area that you're in, to the pregnancy centers within? For example, if I was to buy some coffee from you, is that going to go to the Cleveland pregnancy centers?
So yeah, we want to figure out a way to how to do that more integratively. But essentially what's great is any center that signs up to become a partner of ours, they get their own partnership link. Okay. And so they can share that. So they can share that with you, like through their email list or followers. And when you order through that link directly, yes, your donation goes directly to that local center.
Okay.
So it's a great way to, you know, double down and support, like truly, like you can drink coffee and support your local center through, that partnership link.
Absolutely. Again, please, folks, consider changing your coffee. Change it to, if you haven't already, go to 7 Weeks Coffee. Look up your pregnancy centers because that's a really good way to do this. Look up your pregnancy centers in your region. And if they are partnering with 7 Weeks Coffee, there will be a link there. You can sign up and get your coffee through that link, and then the money will go directly into your area. But it doesn't matter. Even if you can't do that and you just go to 7weekscoffee.com, you will be able to send 10% of your purchase will go to a pregnancy center. I think this is an incredible, incredible opportunity for us to all be part of this ministry. That it is a ministry. It's a for-profit organization, but within that for-profit organization, they have got a ministry that's going that directly supports the pro-life movement. Wow. Awesome. Anton, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. I really appreciate it. Absolutely.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on, and thank you for sharing our story. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. God bless you lots.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. I will be back with you right after this very short break with another world-class, inspiring guest.